More violence was reported in the West Bank today, despite pledges by Israeli and Palestinian security officials to implement a ceasefire negotiated by CIA Chief George Tenet. An Israeli security official was killed today in a drive-by shooting along a major West Bank roadway. Late yesterday, a Palestinian was killed in a similar drive-by shooting. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
American officials say the next 48 hours will show whether the ceasefire brokered by George Tenet will take root. The Israeli army said it had eased restrictions on the movement of Palestinian security officials in the West Bank and Gaza and would now allow the free movement of goods. According to the Tenet plan, each side has immediate obligations. The Palestinians are supposed to arrest suspected terrorists in the West Bank and Gaza Strip, collect mortars and illegal arms, and provide Israel with information on possible terrorist attacks. Israel is supposed to gradually lift the closure clamped on the West Bank and Gaza and begin to move its troops back to positions it held before the violence broke out almost 9 months ago. Reports from Gaza say that Israel this morning withdrew tanks and removed a roadblock near a Jewish settlement that had been a flashpoint of the fighting. Both sides are skeptical that the ceasefire will work. Israeli Education Minister Limor Livnat says she doesn't believe that Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat is committed to the ceasefire.
These are just words, 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 and words. Papers, paper, and papers. Nothing more than that. If right after the Tenet plan was accepted by him, he kept on, his people kept on shooting and trying to kill Israelis, I cannot say, unfortunately, that there is any ceasefire.
Palestinian spokesman Marwan Khanafani says he hasn't seen any implementation from the Israeli side.
Our problem with the Israelis is not about what they say, it's what they do. We don't see that the Israelis are serious about the ceasefire as long as they act as if they are in a state of war. The Israelis said that they're going to withdraw from our territories, that they're going to go back to the positions they were before the 28th of last September, but until this moment, nothing has changed. We still have the Israeli army around us. We still have the siege around us. We still have the shooting around us.
Officials on both sides say the hardest part will be controlling the extremists. The radical Hamas and Islamic Jihad have announced that they do not see themselves as bound by the ceasefire and that attacks on Israelis will continue. On the Israeli side, a previously unheard-of group, the Shalhevet Brigades, took responsibility for the killing last night of a 45-year-old Palestinian man. A Jewish settler spokesman said that if settlers were responsible, they condemn the murder of anyone. Between the skepticism by both Israeli and Palestinian officials and the threats by extremists on both sides, the ceasefire is coming under heavy strain. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.